Our look at some of the best prospects in this year's draft continues today, and we're going to look at one of the best left tackles in this year's class. It's Notre Dame's Ronnie Stanley. Now, if you want to do anything on offense in the NFL, you better be able to protect your quarterback. I have a sneaking suspicion that some team in the top 10 of this year's draft is going to find a good pass protector in Notre Dame left tackle Ronnie Stanley. He's lined up right here against one of the best pass rushers in this year's draft, Clemson defensive end Shaq Lawson. So if you want to assess a guy's ability to protect the passer, which is what we want to do with Ronnie Stanley today, let's put him in a situation that's going to test him. And what better than an obvious passing situation, second and 16, against one of the best pass rushers in the country in Shaq Lawson. How does Ronnie Stanley do? Well, as you can see, Shaq Lawson, who's known as an explosive edge rusher who puts a lot of stress on tackles to the outside time after time after time, he's going against him right here, but Shaq Lawson's going to do something smart. He's going to stick his foot in the ground right there and break to the inside to see if he can get Stanley leaning the wrong way. Not going to happen against Notre Dame's Ronnie Stanley. Great balance right here by Stanley. Good use of hands, and he combats the counter move very well. Lawson breaks to the inside, Stanley to the inside. Lawson spins. Stanley sticks with him, gives his quarterback plenty of time to buy time in the pocket. It's a drop pass, but that's not Stanley's fault. This is a nice job by Ronnie Stanley of giving his quarterback time in the pocket. NFL defenses these days can be very sophisticated in how they come after the passer. So you need offensive linemen who know what's going on, not just with their responsibility, but what's going on around them and how defenses may try and attack. I think Ronnie Stanley had a good understanding of this in college, so it stands to reason he's going to be able to understand things pretty well at the NFL level. Watch this. Same game going against the Clemson Tigers, and here you have Ronnie Stanley lined up at left tackle, using a lot of signals, communicating with his quarterback, and it also looks like with some other members of the offensive line. A couple of different signals right here. The first one with his left hand, it looks like he's communicating with the quarterback, and now another one with his right hand to the center, and then the center makes the same signal. So obviously Ronnie Stanley understands what's happening on this play, and then what happens after the snap only confirms that. Clemson is going to bring this defensive back on a blitz, which is what Stanley saw and the reason for his hand signal to the outside, but Clemson is also going to bring a bunch of other rushers. But because of the adjustments that Ronnie Stanley and the Notre Dame offense made, the quarterback's going to have plenty of time to make a throw down the field. Now, if we go back to the beginning of the play, Stanley is used to going against Shaq Lawson in this game. He's lined up right here. This time, though, he's going to get stressed from the edge by a defensive back, but Stanley has the athleticism to adjust to that and to give his quarterback time to make a throw down the field. So a really nice job here by the entire unit of the Notre Dame offensive line, but really by Ronnie Stanley working with the quarterback and the center to get Notre Dame into the right protection to buy some time against this aggressive blitz and make a throw down the field. This play comes a couple of years ago against the Florida State Seminoles, who had one of the best defenses in the country in 2014. What's going to happen here is Notre Dame is going to pull an offensive guard and they're going to have a running play that's going to go to their left. What Ronnie Stanley is going to do is he's going to leave his man unblocked, a first-round defensive end named Mario Edwards Jr. He's going to leave that guy unblocked and get to the second level to seal out this linebacker to create some space over here for his running back. So here you see Ronnie Stanley in space operating very well, maintaining his coordination, finding his defender on the second level, and then kicking him out. This is Ronnie Stanley and the linebacker way behind the play. Ronnie Stanley does a great job of finishing this block. The end zone view is going to give you another look at this. Here is Ronnie Stanley right here. Does not take his man, the outside edge rusher, instead gets to the second level right here, takes on the linebacker, and essentially takes this linebacker out of the play. So a nice job by Ronnie Stanley of knowing where to go, finding a guy who should be a better athlete than he is, a linebacker at the second level, engaging with him and kicking him out of this play. It's a gain of 11 for Notre Dame. Another play that's going to demonstrate Ronnie Stanley's athleticism. Here he is lined up at left tackle. What you're going to have here is Will Fuller, top-rated wide receiver in this class, is going to go in motion from right to left. We're going to have a screen pass to him, and you're going to have Ronnie Stanley getting out in space, taking on a defensive back in the wide open space and doing a great job of using his athleticism to spring Fuller for a touchdown. We watch the play in regular motion. Watch Stanley, lets his guy go, gets out in front of the receiver into space, finds the safety, blocks him, clears the way for Will Fuller to get into the end zone. Keep in mind, folks, This is a 6'6", 6'7", offensive lineman who weighs around 310 pounds. He's going to get out here in space with a defensive back. He's going to mirror very well, engage with the defensive back, kick him out of the play, and open a lane for a touchdown. So Ronnie Stanley, a great pass protector, which is what every team needs to have as part of its offense if it wants to move the ball down the field. Now, he stayed at Notre Dame a year longer than most people thought because he wanted to win a national title with the Fighting Irish and he wanted to improve his run blocking. Now, he didn't get the first goal done winning a national title, but he did improve his run blocking. So some team is going to be very happy with Ronnie Stanley. They're going to get a good run blocker and potentially a great pass protector.